High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communications, Salem Grain, American Family Insurance, Runza, Consolidated Grain and Barge, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau Financial, Dins Country Meats, Johnson County Hospital, Armbruster Motor Company, and Midland Genetics.
And good afternoon, evening, whatever your preference is. It's time for sub-district basketball to get underway here on KTNC tonight. And right away, they're going to throw us into the national anthem, so we'll take another 90-second break and we'll be back and give you the starters on KTNC.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategies. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's take a look at the starters tonight for the visitors. For Dylan Rodell, for Coach John Moore, his squad 13-9 on the season. His starters tonight will include 5'1" sophomore Jaden Hayek, 5'8" sophomore Bailey Vilda, 6'1" senior Carly Heideman, 5'8" sophomore Miley Weirs, and 5'6" junior Kira Henneberg. The Griffins are 13-9 on the year. For the Irish Hype, Coach Luke Sando, his team, 20-3, ranked number one in the state at 20-3, and the top seed in the sub-district, therefore hosting the sub-district. It's the same five that have been starting all year. Olivia Eichhoff, 5'8 senior. Delaney Witt, a 5'4 senior. Andrew Lechtenberg, a 5'8 sophomore. 5'10 senior Jessica Wurtenberger and 6-foot senior AC Keller, your starting five for the Irish tonight. The two teams have met twice this year. Sagehart has a pair of wins in those ball games, winning both the games. Dillardell had to play it last night. They defeated Humboldt Table Rock Steiner in the Bunny Bracker playing game. 56-44 is the final in that one. And the Irish will get Dylan Odell tonight. The winners will move on to play Thursday night in the sub-district final here at the Rowe Activity Center. Previously this year, the Irish win the ball games 46-31. That was back on January 8th, I believe. January 6th and on January 9th, they met in the Medecus at the quarterfinals, and the Irish won 49-36. So we're on a regular roll. Shea Lechtenberg in the middle to jump it up there against Carly Heideman. Dylan Rodell will control the tip. They'll bring it to the front court in the person of Bailey Vilda off the right side, and a three-pointer up and down from that right side. And the three-pointer up for Kira Henneberg gives the lead quickly to Dylan Odell. Hindenburg with the triple, and here come the Irish to the front court now. Against a man defense here? I guess so. driving down is going to be Wartenberger. Her pass to the post, trying to get it to Keller, is tipped away out of there. It goes out of bounds. Sagerhart basketball underneath their own bucket. Inbounding, Olivia Eichhoff out top now. Delaney Witt in a man-to-man. Driving it down out to Keller, just inside the three-point line. Underneath Lechtenberg, turns, fires, missed it too strong. And a scramble for the rebound, and Lechtenberg ties up there with Vilda. And it will go to Sagerhart on the alternating possession this time. So again, Eichhoff inbound, right side of the court. She looks in. Lobs it out top. Keller makes the catch beyond the three-point line. Now Lechtenberg open to the left, drives to the hoop, high off the glass, up and down. For Victory Lechtenberg, and it's 3-2, a minute into our ball game. Dylan Rodell with the lead. With and out, Miley Weirs, 5'8 sophomore, the leading scorer for Dylan Rodell on the year. She's guarded by Eichhoff in the man-to-man. Comes off the pick, knocked away by Witt. Witt got knocked down, no call. Now they fall on her. Ahead it goes, and it's going to be Eichhoff going for a layup, and she is fouled from behind by Weirs. Well, okay. It's now been established how we're going to let everybody play this game, and that's just fine. There was a lot of contact out here in the backcourt, and Weirs hammered pretty good that time on Olivia Eichhoff, who steps up and knocks down the free throw, and the game is now tied at 3. So the 5'8 senior looking for the lead for Sagerhart, the number one team ranking in Class D2 this week, is up. It's no good. We had a lane violation. Macy Keller got in there about 3 counts ahead of everybody else. So no shot attempt, and it's Del Rodell basketball. Weirs will bring it up the floor on the right side. Throws it underneath. Heideman makes the catch off the glass. It's up. It's good. Arlene Heideman puts her squad up 5-3 now. Then away Lechtenberg with it back to Eichhoff. Eichhoff drilling from the left to the right in the circle. Backs out beyond the three-point line. Now off to Delaney Witt. Moves to the left. Back over to Eichhoff on the right side of the floor. She'll hold it. She'll lob it in backdoor for Lechtenberg. Way high on the pass. Out of bounds it goes. It's Dylan Rodell basketball. Dylan Rodell has enough talent that they can be dangerous, even though the Irish beat him twice. Not necessarily going to beat him 3 in a row. Here's a lob in to Heideman. Double team, now triple team. Gets it away to a teammate there, Hinterberg. And we've got a foul on the Irish before Heideman able to get rid of it. Foul on Wartenberger. Jessica picked up her first. Each team with a foul now. Weirs will inbound Heideman, bring it out top. And they go to Weirs, tipped away by Eichhoff. The steal. Wartenberger up the floor with it. Do a double deal. She got pushed. There's a foul. This will go on Bailey Vilda, her first. Team foul number 2.
First personal foul.
5-3. Dylan Rodell, the early lead here. Still 5:52 to go in this first period. Eichhoff holds the ball, comes off the left side to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg tries to go down to Wartenberger. The ball is tipped away. The officials look at each other, and the official out by midcourt says it's going to belong to the Griffins. So Dylan Rodell has the basketball. They'll come up the floor with it. Miley Weirs, sophomore, brings it up. Tried to go around, pulls up, three-pointer off the rim, no good. And a push on the rebound. Macy Keller called for the foul, her first. Team foul number 2 on Sagerhart. Now Weirs will trigger from the baseline. On the right side of the floor, she looks in. Now brings it in out top, now to Hayek. Jaden Hayek back to Weirs, fires it over to the left side for Hinterberg. Hinterberg skips it back over, a three-pointer on the way. Off the front, no good by Hayek. Got her own rebound as it comes right back to her. And now the ball is off to Weirs again. Weirs dribbles out top, moving left, pulls up, back out to the top with the pass. Shot on the way short, no good. Saved in by Dylan Rodell. It comes down in the hands of Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff, free throw circle, off to Witt, right side. Witt's been around one defender, and a blocking foul now will be called on Q here in Henneberg. That'll be her first and a third team foul on Bill Rodell. So again, Eichhoff inbound for the baseline for the Irish. What are we doing? Got a delay here. What are we doing? Now they give her the ball. Here we go. Everybody on the baseline for the Irish. Now the lob out to Keller beyond the three-point line. Try to go right back to Eichhoff, and she is pushed from behind. And Henneberg picks up her second one consecutively here. Her second, four team fouls now on Dylan Odell. Ready again. Henneberg will have to check out of the ball game now. Ashley Dewis, a 5'2 sophomore, checks in. Now bringing in Wartenberger, right side of the wing, dribbles to the free throw line, back and down the lane, off to Keller, back into Wartenberger, tipped away, she got it back, and dribbles out to the right side, beyond the arc, now drives the baseline, defender falls down, gives it up for Keller, inside the free throw line, up, no good, rebound brought down by Heidemann, ahead to Weirs in traffic, out the left side for three, it's up and down, four, Jaden Hayek. Second triple for the Griffins, and they are up five here in the first quarter. Down the lane with a left hand, layup is good. Right around the defense when Olivia Eichhoff through the lane and laid it off the glass. It's 8-5. Weir stops, gives to Heidemann. Heidemann into Lechtenberg, cut off, and then she's called for a traveling violation. Lechtenberg out for the Irish. In comes 5'8 junior McKinley Shull. The Irish will bring it up halfway through the first quarter here, trailing 8-5. Eichhoff to the front from the left, moving right. Keeps on going, pass inside Wartenberger, and she is fouled. And this one will go on to Vilda, I believe, number 11. It is, and Bailey Vilda picks up her second foul. That's five team fouls already on the Griffins. 3:47 to go here in the first. Lob it into Wartenberger. Back and down in the lane. Right side off the glass. No, but a foul. And that's going to be Bilda again. And that's going to be her third. But Jill Rodell is digging themselves a hole in foul trouble here early in this ballgame. At the line will be Wartenberger. Jessica sets herself up. On the way up and off the front, no good. Wartenberger having a heck of a year for the Irish. At the free throw line, doing excellent. Getting ready here for another one. It's on the way up and it's good. She'll hit one out of two, and it's now 8-6. The lead to Dylan Odell. Off the floor, Weirs in traffic, through traffic, weaving up, no. Kept alive by Dylan Odell, the ball goes out of bounds. Sacred Heart basketball. 3:30 to play in the first quarter. So the Irish now coming up the floor here with the ball. Looking for a tie or the lead here this trip. Long one for Keller. From the right side of the circle, she made it. And the Irish take the lead. 9-8 at the 3:09 mark. Weirs, a long three from the right side. In and out, no good. Rebound, Michelle. Michelle grabs it out of there. Stolen away by Dylan Odell. Taken away by Hayek. And we've got a reach-in foul on Sacred Heart. As they try to get the ball back, no. An offensive foul on Weirs. Miley Weirs picks up her second foul. That's an offensive foul. No, it's going to be 1-1. It was not. The Irish had the ball, excuse me. So that's timeout on the floor. 9-8, Sacred Heart. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City, Sacred Heart. Well, we have a 9-8 ball game. The Irish have a one-point lead after trailing by five early in this first quarter tonight. Sacred Heart up now by a score of 9-8. Timeout called by Dylan Rodell, Coach John Moore. So at the free throw line, shooting 1-1 will be Sacred Heart. Witt gets set. Senior will fire it up, and it bangs its way in there and rattled and went everywhere it could. Not much of the rim that it did not hit there, but it did good, and the Irish lead by 2 now, 10-8. Witt ready, second on the way up, off the mark, no good. Rebound, held a double dribble. Rebound brought down by Carly Heideman. She wanted to get it to a guard, and if she dribbled, she picked it up and then lost the handle, dribbled again, and the Irish catching all the breaks all of a sudden. Front court, Wartenberger. Eichhoff in the midcourt circle. Moving left. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Keller. Left side, Wartenberger. Driving the baseline. Shot blocked. Brought down by Heideman. The other way, Weirs pulls up for three, and it's off the mark. She didn't have a point yet in this ballgame. Rebound to Lechtenberg for Sacred Heart. Ahead to Wartenberger, the senior. Spins around. Gets it away to Keller. Right side now to Kinley Shaw. Back to Keller. They're going to play an offer. They get Weirs guarding Keller in this man-to-man. Weirs actually just kind of playing a little free agent. There's a drive by Eichhoff down the lane, and she's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line to shoot two. Another Griffin foul. This one is going to be on Heideman, and that's going to be her first. Team foul number 8. Eichhoff, 1-for-1 at the line. The second one was a lane violation, didn't count, and she missed a short on this one. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. 9-8, Sacred Heart with the lead here. Second free throw is coming up, and it is good. 1 out of 2, and the Irish are up by 3, 11-8. Weirs coming up the floor on the right side. Eichhoff picks her up. Now she passes off to Hayek. Hayek moves to the left side, gets there to Dewis. Hayek and Dewis play catch on the left side of the floor on the wing, and now back out beyond the three-point line. Over in the middle it goes to Aiden McKinney, who checked in there on the break. Weirs around the back, moving right, pulls up, shot rejected by Eichhoff. Oh, boy. They call a foul on Olivia Eichhoff. I tell you, I didn't see if she got her downstairs. It was a pretty clean block. It looked like upstairs. Now Weirs at the line to shoot two. Up and got it. That's her first point of the ball game. In the two previous games, Weirs has been the leading scorer for Dylan Odell. 15 in one game. And 22 in the other. Up and good. She got them both at the line. Now the Irish bringing it back up the floor, leading by 1, 11 to 10. What? It's going to be a jumper from 15 feet on the right side for Olivia Eichhoff. She's now got 6. She just came up. Nobody guarded her. Said, thank you very much. I'll see if I can make it. And she did. 13-10 Irish. Weirs for the tie. It's long, no good. Rebound to Wartenberger. Wartenberger up the floor, right side. Puts her head down, through the defense she goes. Shot up, no good. Got her own rebound. Spins inside, off the glass for two. Wartenberger now with 3 in the game. The lead is 5 for the Irish. So a 10-point turnout here in the first quarter. Dylan Rodell led 8-3. Since that time, it's been 12-2, Sacred Heart. And now a traveling violation on Dylan Rodell. Coach John Moore says, I want to talk this over again. To take his second time out, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications. Offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
53.9 seconds left in quarter number one. Sagan Harbor with a lead over the Dunnodell Griffins. 15-10, Dunnodell has hurt themselves badly with fouls and a couple of turnovers. Inbounding will be Wurtenberger to Eichhoff. She'll bring it up with 50 seconds, crossing midcourt. To the front, off to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger drives to the free throw line, leaves it for Keller. Over to Eichhoff. Olivia looking. Inside goes the top of the key. Now it'll be into Wurtenberger from Keller. And another Griffin foul. From behind, the foul on Ashley Dewis. Her first team foul, number 9. Sagan Hart's going to be shooting 2 free throws the rest of the first half here. When the next foul will be 10 on the Griffins. Double bonus time for the Irish. Free throw up. Good for Wurtenberger. Averaging nearly 15 points a game on the season for the Irish. Made over 100 free throws on the season. Shooting 70% from the line. Up and good. Rattles and bangs and falls in the hole. She's got 5. 6 for Eichhoff for the Irish. 17-10. The Irish up by 7. Right side, off to Dewis, looking away, open, dribbles away, pass the ball off there now, giving the ball up for Hayek, or excuse me, number 4, Madeline Pardee in the ballgame. They're checking in, turning the timeouts on me. Weir's in trouble, dribbles out of there, and she stepped on the sideline. She's a little cranky with some of her teammates here. All of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button, and you can pick up our game anywhere in the world. That drop down box where it says listen live, you'll get KTNC. Pick that, and you'll hear the game. Eichhoff, nobody to pass to, nobody guarding her, shoots it, misses it, and a rebounding foul on the Irish, and that's going to be number 2 on St. Hart, Jessica Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger says, really? 1.8 seconds to go in the first quarter. She'll check out. Replace the lineup now by Sadie Tizzle. Wurtenberger's going to coach Sando. I didn't touch her. And now Weirs from beyond midcourt for 3 off the backboard. No good. After 1, Sigart 17, Diller Odell 10. Back in 1 minute on KPNC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go with second quarter action here at the Rowe Activity Center at Sacred Heart tonight. It is 17-10, Sacred Heart. It's Griffin basketball to start the second period. And it is Miley Weirs up the front on the right side. Whips the pass across the left corner. Back out around the horn and a cross-court pass back down there. Tipped away out of bounds by Delaney Witt for the Irish. Now the Griffins will will trigger from the sideline, about 15 feet up off the baseline. Hayek to bring it into Weirs. Weirs dribbling to the right. Passes underneath and a bounce pass to Heidemann in the paint. Up, no, but a whistle and a foul on Sacred Heart. Foul is called on McKinley Schaller first. Team foul number 5 on the Irish. And now at the line, Carly Heidemann has 2 points in the ball game. First free throw attempt, no good. Bailey Vilda has 3 fouls, 2 each on Miley Weirs and Kira Henneberg for Dillardell. 2 on Jessica Wurtenberger for the Irish so far here in quarter number, or the first half. Free throw is good. Now we're in the second quarter, I guess. And it's 17-11 as the free throw is good. Coming up the floor with it will be the Irish. Olivia Eichhoff to the left side. Move the ball around. And Keller for 3 again off the front, no good. And the long rebound comes out to the free throw circle, picked up there by Heidemann. And now Weirs for 3 at the other end, too strong. Rebound, somebody traveled. Now who had the ball though? They're going to say Del Rodell got the rebound. Delaney Witt had her hands on the ball, so did a Del Rodell player, looked like from up here. But they called in possession Del Rodell and traveling on the Griffins, Sacred Heart basketball. To the front court, Eichhoff around the pick, right side, leaves the ball off, hands it away now to Witt. Witt being chased, pushed away out front. And now Keller, again beyond the three-point line, bounce pass down Lechtenberg. A little turnaround jump hook shot, up and good, and he has the Irish up by 8, 19-11. Weirs down underneath with a nice pass. Entry in there to Ashley Dewis, and Ashley at 5'2", taking on 6-foot Macy Keller. That didn't go so well. The ball got swatted out of bounds. So the Griffins had the basketball on their own end underneath the basket. Gentry Lechtenberg had to stop, tie a shoe. Now we're ready. Weirs will trigger into Heidemann. Now swinging around, wide open is Hayek, not shooting it. And now pass the ball off and give the ball out. Dewis dribbles in. Gives the ball to Weirs over on the left side. Now she's going to fire the 3. Around the rim, no. Heidemann the rebound. Got it. Blocked shot, but a foul called on Sacred Heart. Foul will be on Gentry Lechtenberg, her first. Team foul number 6. Heidemann at the line, 1 for 2, and this one's way up and good. She's got 4 points in the game now. The lead is 7. The Irish were up 8 a moment ago. Free throw up, free throw off the back, too strong. Rebound to Shaw. Shaw will bring it up for the Irish. Hand it off to Eichhoff, down the right side. Pulls up, 6-footer, won't go. Heidemann in the rebound, outlet ahead to Weirs. Going in, pass Witt, layup is good, and a foul on Delaney Witt. If you're going to let her get that deep, you may as well let her go instead of making her the 3-point play. Delaney Witt picked up her first foul, team number 7. Weirs with the bucket has 4. That's her first field goal. And now she's at the line, trying to make it 3 for 3 from the stripe tonight. It's up and it's good. And the 8-point lead is now a 4-point lead for the Irish. To the front comes Eichhoff, off to Witt on the right side. Inside Lechtenberg. Spin to the basket. Heidemann blocks it and takes it away. Gives it away to Weirs, pushing it up through the lane. Off balance, got fouled, trying to throw it up over her head. And she's fouled, and she'll go back to the free throw line. She can get out and run. She's going to attack. And this time, the foul on McKinley Schultz. Her second, team foul number 8. 2 more count for Weirs here. Free throw up and good. He is now 4 for 4 at the line, has 6 points. 19-16, and Lucero wants to time out. Talking over to the Irish team. It's a 3-point lead for the Irish, and we're back in 30 seconds on TTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrav.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Miley Weir's the free throw line at 5:58 to go in the first half. It's up. It's good. I'm guessing she shoots a lot of free throws every day. 19-17, Sacred Heart. It is a 6-0 run here for Dylan Rodell. 19-11 off the floor with the ball. Eichhoff knocked away by Weirs. Picked up by Eichhoff. Again, near midcourt. Off to Witt. Witt has not been able to get away for a three-point attempt in this ballgame. Lechtenberg, free throw circle. Bounce pass stolen by Weirs. One on three. She's going to take it. She slipped the defenders and missed the layup. With the rebound, she's pushed from behind. Who's that on? This could be an important foul. And it is on Carly Heidemann. That's her second, not her third. Okay, I was thinking she had one more. Double bonus for the Irish now. Two free throws coming for Sacred Hearts. Delaney Witt. Witt with 1 point in the ballgame here so far. Free throw for the Irish senior. Up and good. Sacred Heart. Free throw coming. Up and got it. With 3 out of 4 at the line. And the Irish are up by 4. Weir to the front. Lobs it over the top of the corner. Back out for 3. In and out. No good. That time by Henneberg. And the rebound comes down to the Irish. And here comes Witt up the floor. Spins to the middle. Off the right side to Stacey Witt. The freshman into the ball game on that last break. And now Delaney Witt down the lane. Left side. Up. No good. Short. Rebound brought down by Keller. Down now to Stacey Witt. She had a bad ankle a couple weeks ago. Looks like she's moving pretty good now. Off to Delaney. Delaney coming around the right side. Spins. Free throw circle. Shot up. No. Weirs with the rebound for Dylan Rodell. She's to the front court. Teammate fell down. That was Heidemann. And now out on the right side, Hayek gets it to Weirs. And she'll lob it over the top. Nice defensive recovery. And a knock away by Lechtenberg. Ahead goes Delaney Witt. And she got fouled. And I'm not sure which Dylan Griffin, they get it out top or the second one. They're going to call it on Weirs. Weirs called for the foul. That's her third foul. The second Griffin with 3 fouls. Henneberg has 2. Heidemann has 2. And now Witt back to the line. Free throw up and good. Delaney Witt. 4 out of 5 at the line, getting ready to shoot number 6 here. Up, got it. And it's 23-17. We're going to stay into it. John Moore don't have much offense going without her right now. She's a threat passing and shooting the ball, penetrating the long range. Right side wing for 3 for Weirs. Too strong. Rebound brought down. Delaney Witt again. Delaney comes out of there with it. Up the floor with a dribble to the front court. Out top, pulls up for 3. Short off the rim. Rebound comes down in the hands of Henneberg. Ahead to Weirs. Driving the lane. Up. Missed it. No. Rebound loose. Ends up in the hands of Eichhoff. Olivia on the run. A 1-on-4. Now a 2-on-4. Better wait up. There you go. Now Delaney with it. Left side to deep. Stacey moves left to right into the free throw line area. Now to Keller. Keller back to Stacey Witt on the right side. 3:25 to play in the half. Dyers up by 6. Bounce pass in the middle by Keller. Stolen by Weirs. And from behind, Lechtenberg comes up and knocks it out of bounds on the far end. So good hustle by Lechtenberg. McKinley Schull and her two fouls checking back in now for Delaney Witt, who checks out with 5 points off the free throw line. Weirs will trigger from the baseline. Looks the ball into the right side to Hayek. Now Heidemann over the left side, three-pointer on the way up. No good, too short by Dewis. And the rebound, Schull ties up with Heidemann, and it belongs to the Irish. On the alternating possession, it goes to Sacred Heart. Coach John Moore gets the referee here as he walks by. So now it's Olivia Eichhoff to the front, off the right side to McKinley Schull. She'll drive, free throw circle off to Keller. Pulls up, 15-footer, got it on the right side. Keller with her second bucket. She's got a 3-2. And the Irish are back up by, I believe, their biggest margin of the game, 8 points for the second time. Weir to the front, off the left side, now Bonta Henneberg. In the wing, now down Heidemann, triple team, elevates the shot, out of bounds. Oh my, blocked by the Irish, and now they're going to say it went back off of Heidemann. Dillardell Griffin fans are not happy. Coach John Moore talking, yelling, that official that made the call on the far side of the floor. He said, nope, it slapped back at her. Keller, right side of the key. McKinley Schull with it, 2:19 to go in the half. The Irish up by 8, 25-17. Eichhoff, around the defender, pulls up the runner off the glass. No, rebound to Weirs. Weirs headed up the floor, works to the middle, passes ahead, back it goes. Weirs got it back, and a long three is good. Weirs was about 5-6 feet behind the three-point line. That gives her 10 in the ball game, and now it's 25-20. Sacred Heart to the front with it. The Irish have it now. Lechtenberg into the post. Keller back to Lechtenberg. Down the lane. Up. Blocked by Heidemann. The ball fell to Macy Keller, and she's right underneath the bucket. Lays it up for two more, and the Irish are up by 7. Weirs coming up the floor for Dunnell. Cross court with a pass to Hayek. Hayek pass to the corner. Good throw on the shot by Dewis. Rebound, Lechtenberg on the run. Pass ahead, Schull off the glass. No, got her own follow. Up, no. Rebound, Weirs got it, lost it. Now it belongs to Schull again. Up, no, and a foul on the Griffin. Unfortunate set of circumstances there for Dylan O'Dell. Foul will be on Kiara Henneberg. Kiara Henneberg picks up her third foul. So that's three Griffins with three fouls at the line. McKinley Schull to shoot two. It's up. It's good. Now we've got what? Weirs out of the game. Checking in is Madeline Pardee with 1:09 to go in the half here. Second free throw won't go. Heidemann comes down with the rebound. Her fifth for Dylan O'Dell. Off the left side now, Henneberg. Into the corner to Dewis. Dewis backs out to the top. Swing the ball around the perimeter. Right side now, Henneberg. Pass to the middle, stolen by Keller with 50 seconds to go. Keller to Olivia Eichhoff. Irish up by 8 for the third time in this ball game. With it, Delaney Witt out top, dribbling to the left side, hands it off there for Eichhoff. A weave out top for the Irish as they want to go for one final shot here, it looks like. Schull backs up to the corner on the right side. Pass knocked away, or ball knocked away from her. She'll pick it up again and give it to Eichhoff, Olivia Eichhoff. In the midcourt circle, dribble, just kind of floating off to her left now. 16 on the clock, moving back to the right. No 5 count as the defender's not close enough to her. There's a screen. Give it to Keller for 3. It's up. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Hardee. And now at the buzzer, firing it up. No good. Actually do it. After the first half is complete, it's Sacred Heart, 28. And the Dillardell Griffins, 20. 28-20. City Art with the lead at halftime in this girls' sub-district semifinal. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you the score as part of our Highland Community College halftime report. Come
Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at the Rowan Activity Center in the campus of Fall City Sagan Arts School, the host of the Class D2 Sub-District 1 Tournament. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, yet far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for Del Rodell, it will be 10 points for Miley Weirs in the first half, 4 for Carly Heidemann, 3 points for Kira Henneberg, and 3 points for Jaden Hayek. It was 17-10 after one quarter, and now at halftime, 28-20, the Irish with the lead. Del Rodell, 7-9 at the free throw line in the first half. Fouls, Bailey Vilda, Miley Weirs, and Kira Henneberg, 3 each, and 2 on Carly Heidemann for Del Rodell. For the Irish in the first half, leading the scoring, we have 6 points for Olivia Eichhoff, 7 for Macy Keller, that included a 3-pointer back in the first quarter, 5 points for Jessica Wurtenberger in the first half, 4 for Gentry Lechtenberg, 5 for Delaney Witt, and 1 for McKinley Shaw. The Irish, 11 out of 15 at the free throw line. Foul trouble for the Irish. McKinley Shaw, 2 on the bench, off the bench, and Jessica Wurtenberger picked up 2 for the Irish in the first half. And again, at halftime, our score, 28-20, Sagan Arts leading to Dylan Liddell. If you're looking for Fall City Tiger basketball tonight, it's on Sunny 101.3, our sister station. Should be just underway down at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, just down the street a couple of blocks from where I'm sitting. Randy Gatula is down there to bring you the Tigers and the Fairbury Jets tonight. Fall City, the number one seed in that sub-district in C1. Later tonight, following the Tiger game, you'll have the Auburn Bulldog girls taking on the Syracuse Rockets tonight in the that's a doubleheader on Sunny 101.3. Here again, halftime. 28-20, the Irish with the lead over Diller O'Dell. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather, see how nasty it's going to get next day or so. Then be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Harlan City Supply, we take good care of you.
Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pop and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Wednesday afternoon through early Thursday afternoon. A low-pressure system continues to make its way through the area this evening, bringing areas of rain and a slight chance of thunderstorms clearing out by tomorrow. Then, for Wednesday night, another low-pressure system moving east off the Rockies brings the chance for accumulating snowfall into the day on Thursday. A high-pressure system moving into the area will bring calmer weather as we make our way through the end of the week and over the weekend. As we take a closer look at the forecast, we'll see areas of rain and thunderstorms for the evening, clearing up later in the night with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 31 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies continue with a high of 36. Heading into Wednesday night, snow starting later in the night with blowing snow, cloudy skies, and a low around 15 degrees. New accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 53.
Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Ben's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are ready to go with the second half here at the Row Activity Center at Falls City Sacred Heart tonight. John Nixon along with you here. Courtside, Aaron Wisdom run the show. The Irish have a 28-20 lead, getting ready to go here in quarter number three. There's the buzzer. The Griffins get the basketball as we start quarter number three. Got all of our officials in place. Here we go. Bring the ball in to Jaden Hyatt on Sandberg down the lane, off the glass, up and good. Had a tough shot there. Here with the pocket and it's 5 the ball game, and it's 28-22. Staying hard by 6. Eichhoff on the right side with the dribble, stops, looks, hands it off to Delaney Witt. Moving to the outside, giving ground, now back to Keller. Beyond the three-point line, inside Lechtenberg with room to work, left hand down the lane, up, no. Rebound grabbed up by Heidemann. Heidemann to Weirs to the front. Stop, passes off the right side. Inside, the ball goes for Vilda. They pass on to Heidemann from 16 feet straight out front, no. Rebound brought down by Wurtenberger. Jessica on the right side to Eichhoff. On the baseline, wheels back out to the top, skips it over to Wurtenberger on the left wing, and now back and down to the baseline. A reach in by Weirs, pass to Lechtenberg. Heidemann blocked the shot, down to Weirs. On the run is a sophomore, left hand, spins it in on the left side. Weirs now with a dozen, it's down to a four-point game, 28-24. That's as close as the Griffins have had in a while. Off to Delaney Witt. Moving across the face of the defense with a dribble. Down to the left side, off to Wurtenberger. It's been fairly quiet here. 5 points in the ball game. Only one hoop, 3 of 4 at the line. 2 minutes gone by here in quarter number 3. Wurtenberger dribbles the ball from the left, heads right. Dishes it off. It's Eichhoff moving back from the right to the left. Starts to run that weave out top. Now to reverse. Right side now pulls up a 12-footer. Right side, no, and another rebound by Heidemann. She's done a good job on the board. That's another rebound. Cross-court pass stolen by Witt. Great anticipation. Drives, misses it. Rebound loose. Witt had it. Heidemann took it away. A foul on the floor. It's going to be 4-on-1 of the Griffins. And I think they called it on Harley Heidemann. Heidemann picks up her third. Okay. Heidemann, that's the lesser of two evils there for Dillon. That's 3 on Heidemann. Would have been 4 on Weirs. I didn't know if he was calling 23 or 22 there for a moment. Now, free throw circle. And it's to Lechtenberg. Back out. Now inside. Try to post up. Wurtenberger tipped away. Recovered by Olivia Eichhoff, and now she'll get the ball away in the midcourt circle, out top. To Keller, back it goes. Olivia Eichhoff working left with the dribble. Free throw line, Lechtenberg inside to Keller, double team. Missed it, got it back. The rebound came down to her, and she'll give it out. Now get it back inside. Wurtenberger, her shot rejected by Weirs on the run. Up the lane, right side, it won't spin in. Rebound Heidemann, backing up, won't go. Rebound to Lechtenberg for the Irish. I'll tell you what, boy, if they could, the Dillardale Griffins could make anything, here is a drive by Wurtenberger, a foul and a basket. The foul on Bailey Vilda is her fourth. She picked up 3 in the first quarter. The bucket good for Wurtenberger, gives her 7. She'll be at the line. It's up, and that's number 8, and the Irish lead now 12-30, 30-24. Team foul number 2 on the Griffins. Vilda will check out of the ball game with the 4 fouls. She was saddled early and now often with fouls. Not getting much playing time here tonight. Weirs to the front court. Into the game again. Ashley Dewis, a 5'2 sophomore. Inside the pass goes. And a foul. Now, Wurtenberger or Keller, what's who they going to pick? The one in front or the one behind, they go to Macy Keller. Her second, team foul number 1.5 on the Irish, and the free throw line is Kara Henneberg. Her first trip to the line in the ball game. 5 points is up and good. She's got 6, and it's 31-25, 4:18 to go in quarter number 3. Second free throw coming up here for the Dillard Odell Jr. Up. Good. This is a pretty young basketball team. It's 31-26. They've got Carly Heidemann is the only senior on the team. Now we come the other way with it. Lechtenberg dribbles up down the lane, left side, up, no, she challenged Hyman. And now Weirs comes out with a rebound for the Griffins to the front. Passes across the lane, shot on the way off the bank. No good, and a foul on the rebound. The shot was put up there by Henneberg. Foul on the Irish now. And this is going to go on Delaney Witt, her first, or her second. Team foul, number two, on the Irish in this half. The lead is five. Lechtenberg will sit down for Sagenhart. In again is McKinley Shaw. Lob it in, Heidemann. Now right back to Weirs. You lost the ball. Now gets the ball back after she passes away. Moving left, fires for three. Fall away, no good. Rebound tipped away, and it's brought down by Ashley Dewis. Dewis gives over again. Now pass inside on the right block, getting away from the defense. Up and in, Kara Henneberg. She's got nine. She's got six in the quarter. The lead is three, and Luke Bennett wants to talk it over. 31-28, Shane Herbert the lead. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:23 to go in the third quarter, 31-28, Sagan Hart leading. Dylan O'Dell coming up after this one here tonight at the Rural Activity Center. The other semifinal pitch, third seed Lewis, then at 14-8 against number two seed Parkview Christian, who is 2-6 on the year. Parkview, a top 10 team in Class D2 this week, according to the Omaha World Herald. All right, the ball comes in. Olivia Eichhoff for the Irish with the ball. Directing traffic, keeps dribbling, no count. Now works back to her left. Weirs cut her off now to Wurtenberger. Dribbles into the paint, shoots it, and it goes in after two or three hops on the rim. 10 now for Wurtenberger, 33-28, the lead is 5. Weirs to the front court, man-to-man defense by the Irish. Heidemann with it, way out top. Weirs comes off a baseline screen. Can't get her the ball. Now she'll come way out and take it. And now fires up a long three. No good. Rebound Wurtenberger dribbling the basketball. Clears the defense. Now she'll bring it up herself. Off to Eichhoff. Eichhoff backing up right side down in the corner. McKinley Shaw into Keller. Double team came. There threw a bad bound pass. Stolen away. And now here's Weirs on the run, up the floor, right hand up, no, too strong. Rebound Heidemann, knocked away, but a foul on Shaw. McKinley Shaw reaching in there, commits her third foul, team foul number three on the Irish this half. Crowds are getting into this one here, 33-28. Griffin basketball. Weirs will bring it in from the baseline for Dylan Riddell. Look in the corner. She's got a first wide open. Didn't even see. Look at a shot. Jaden Hayek passes it out of there. Now gets it back. Just about traveled with it. Bounce pass into Heidemann. Led her a long way down. Back and up. And oh, a foul on Keller. She was double teamed. They had her on each side when she elevated. They call a foul on Wurtenberger. They call it on the one outside. Wurtenberger picks up her third foul. Team foul number four on the Irish. Heidemann at the line to shoot two. It's up. It's good. That's five for Carly Heidemann in the ball game. She's 3 out of 5 at the line. Looking for number six here. I've got her for 8 rebounds. It's up and it's good. Swish that one. And it's 33-30. The lead is 3. Sagenhart, Wurtenberger, front court from Witt, who takes the ball back. Moving the ball, had it tipped away. Oh, and a reach-in foul Wow. That was as light a foul as we have seen tonight. That foul on Jaden Hyatt is her first. Team foul number 3 on the Griffins. And it will be shoveled inbound right in front of her own bench here into Eichhoff. Olivia, the senior, works the ball to the right side. Has been a little more shot conscious tonight here. Driving up, pulls up, leaves out Shoal for 3. Short, no good. Rebound. Shoal had on her hand and she was out of bounds. So that's Griffin ball. A long one could tie it here for the Griffins. We were tied at 3 and we've had one lead change in the game and that's been it. The front court Weirs off the left side. Gives the ball up there for Hindenburg. She'll skip it across to Dewis. Inside Heidemann, and I think Wurtenberger got a piece of it. Rebound out, and a three-pointer up. No good by Hindenburg. Heidemann with another rebound, and now it is Weirs trying to chase it down. And they've got to just kind of take it easy there. Heidemann trying to get rid of that basketball too soon. You just got to stand there once in a while. Hang on to it, let everything settle. Now what's going on? What's this? What's going on? It just...
Safety will go down.
We're not sure what's going on here. Some kind of a... Something just went off and told everybody to exit. Take your headphones off, McKenna. You can maybe hear what they say. We've got the emergency light flashing. All the lights are on in here. So, well, we'll find out what's going on here as they've got all the different things going on here. They're Irish officials trying to check it out here and see what's going on. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back on PTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're back here at the Rowe Activity Center, waiting to see what's transpiring here. Some sort of an emergency alert went off in the building. The strobe lights all over this building are flashing. All the Irish officials are running around trying to figure out what's going on or what's happened here. Down at the scorer's table, Steve Cottage of the PA work said, well, for now, everybody just stay seated. There's plenty of ways to get out of this building. Should something happen, but there's no smoke, there's no issues of any kind that we know about inside the building here. So for right now, we've just got a third quarter break here. The Griffin girls are all sitting on the bench. The Irish girls are all standing up, huddled around Coach Luke Sando, trying to figure out what's going on.
We've been cleared to play again.
All right, we've been cleared to play.
We'll keep you posted. You need to know anything different.
So, all right. Cleared to play here. Now, how do we get the strobe lights off? Oh, that was easy to get those off. Well, the system works. Don't know what happened. We'll find out about that sometime later. But we're ready to go. Back to action. taking her basketball. Up by three, 33-30. The officials are running around going, what's going on? Say, our team all got up and they were walking out of here. All right, Olivia Eichhoff to the front court for Sig Hart with the basketball. Off to Wurtenberger on the left side. Into the free throw area. To Lechtenberg to Witt. Witt, now the strobe lights are going off again. Witt moving the ball to the right side to Keller. And the referee is blowing. They're going to start. They're not going to let them play with those strobe lights going off. Flashing here, I don't think. And that's a good idea. I understand that. Now they're off again. So don't know what controls those. Somewhere it's controlled. There's 50 seconds left in the quarter. And the Irish up three. They have the ball between the scorer's table and their bench. Wurtenberger into Eichhoff. Eichhoff moving left. Keeps the dribble. Now down to Lechtenberg, a sophomore. Coming around to the top. Move over, hands the ball to Delaney Witt. Witt out top. The Irish continue to run that weave out top. Now Keller between the circle. Luke Sando up, directing traffic from the bench. Right side, Lechtenberg, 23 on the clock, and over to Eichhoff. Eichhoff to Wurtenberger, near midcourt. Over to Olivia Eichhoff. Now she'll start to move. 10 on the clock, and she starts forward. Coming up, now backing up, needs help, gets to Wurtenberger, she'll drive in, and the Griffins reached in, knocked the ball loose, it rolls out of bounds with 1.1 second to go, and now the Irish can put everybody in a corner of the lane. Now they don't do it that way, they start to move into Wurtenberger, right side, can't get to go. Nice play, so that's the end of the third, it's Sagan Hart, the number one ranked, number one seeded Irish. 33, the Griffins, 30, back in 1 minute on
KTNC. Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmTrak.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, yes, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. We are ready to go. Ready for the fourth period. To get underway here. Sagan Hart will have the basketball. They have a three-point lead. Falls City in their game. They're sub-district leading the Fairbury Jets at halftime. 18-7. 18-7. A three-pointer by Wurtenberger. Short, Lechtenberg brings it down. It didn't hit anything. Eichhoff into Wurtenberger. Out to Keller. Down low, Lechtenberger. Right hand, right side. Up and good. Wurtenberger with a dozen now, and the lead is five for Sacred Heart. Left side. So the Griffins still have to survive with no more fouls. Here's a three-pointer by Weir, short, no good. Heidemann, another rebound. Lechtenberg reaches in, takes it away. Held ball belongs to Dylan Riddell. Weir has not had a good night shooting the ball from long distance. She's got 1 3-pointer, that was in the second quarter. She's missed several. Bring in Heidemann, hand it to Weirs. Weirs bumped, gets away, passes left side. Back out to the left side, Hinneberg. And now to the right side for three, it's up no good by Hayek. And we got a foul ball again on the rebound. This one will belong to Sage Hart on the alternating possession. 35-30, fouls, 14 fouls on Cigar, 3 on the Griffin. Both teams doing much better here in the second half in that category. Griffin have had to keep their hands themselves pretty much here in the second half. They outscored the Irish 10-5 in the third quarter. Out top, it is Eichhoff down the lane, left side, left hand, it's up and down, and a foul. The end one, a chance at a three-point play for Olivia Eichhoff. The foul will go. Foul on Carly Heidemann, her fourth foul. Team foul number four. Eichhoff made the bucket, now gets the free throw. The lead is 7. Chance to make it 8. It's up and rattles in. Good. Eichhoff now with 9 points, and the lead is 8 again. First take at Hart. Timeout. Dylan Rodell trailing by 8. 6:43 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
38 for the Irish, 30 for the Griffins in this girls' sub-district final. Sagart sitting number one in the wild card points. If they were to lose tonight, they would probably get one of the four wild cards into the district. Del Rodell, probably not, but it looks. Weirder's up the floor, right side, backing up, picks up her dribble. Near side to Dewis. Out, she gets the ball away to Hayek. Back out to Weirder's, around one defender, now cut off. Keeps the dribble, gets the ball away to Dewis again. And now on the left wing with the basketball, Henneberg. Firing cross court, up the ladder to Hayek. Loose ball, Weirder's in the paint, up and good. She can do some real damage in there, but she spends a lot of time running the point and a lot of long shots. But she'd be a handful in that paint. 38-32. Olivia Eichhoff with it for the Irish. They're in no hurry, up with a 6-point lead here. Eichhoff off to Keller. Now right side Lechtenberg. Bounce pass into the paint. Wurtenberger missed it, got it back, shot it, and made it, and it counts. And a foul on Dylan Rodell. Bucket is good, and a foul on Miley Weir picks up her fourth foul. Wurtenberger with the bucket has 14 and looking for 15 here. Now, Coach John Moore thinks the foul was on 32 and not on 23. Free throw won't go. Heidemann with her 11th rebound of the contest. The lead is 8 again for Sager. Weir's pass tip gets through there off to Henneberg, who is number 32. She's double teamed. Dribbles out, she steps on the sideline. Right in front of Coach John Moore. Coach Moore's been at this a long time. He had never had very good luck here at the Rural Activity Center, it seems. Not that many have, other than the Irish over the years, but the Griffins have had tough times here, especially sub-districts. And now a drive by Lechtenberg, blocked from behind by Heidemann. Lone senior on this team, 6'1 senior. She has 6 points, 11 rebounds on the night. Bring in Wurtenberger, and the ball was knocked loose from her. No call, it went to Eichhoff, and now Eichhoff is fouled, and the foul on Ashley Dewis, her second, team foul number 6. At the line will be Olivia Eichhoff. With 9 points, shooting a pair here. Senior sets, fires up, got it. Eichhoff's now made 3 in a row. 4 out of 5 in the ball game. She gets set, looking for double digits tonight. It's up and it's good. She's got 10. 11, actually. And the lead is now 10 for Shea Hart. I believe that's her biggest lead of the ballgame. Heideman to the front, left side, Dewis for three. The lefty short. Heideman the rebound. Blocked by Lechtenberg with a foul on Gentry Lechtenberg. First second, team foul number 5 on the Irish. And Carly Heideman head to the free throw line to shoot two. Carly Heideman ready. On the way up, it's good. Hit the front, went to the backboard, and fell in. Heideman has made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 7 at the line. It's up and good again. Same thing. Front end, backboard, in the hole. Down to an 8-point lead. 5 minutes to go. The Irish have the advantage. Eichhoff to the front, works to the right. Nobody cutting her off. Heideman has 4 fouls. Weird has 4. Vilda has 4. And now we got 4 bodies on the floor trying to chase down a loose ball. It's a held ball, and it will be Dylan Rodell basketball. 4:47 to go in the ball game. The Irish up by 8. Weird walks it up the floor. Picked up her dribble. Gets it off to Ashley Dewis. Dewis working to the right side, off there to Hayek. Back to Dewis. Looking, back they go, right side, and now in the hands of Henneberg. She'll drive the baseline all the way underneath, and she stepped out of bounds on the end line. Irish did a pretty good job of getting down there close to that baseline. Coach Moore thought maybe there was a foul, and the Irish hit the ball. 42-34. 4:21 to go. The Irish with the lead. Coming up next after this, we won't have it on the air, but Parkview Christian taking on the Lewiston Tigers tonight. Ball at the other end for the Irish, tipped away, out of bounds. Singhart ball in the corner, on the side. Left side, Eichhoff will trigger. Eichhoff looking, still looking, brings into Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, they reach in to grab it. She kind of shoots him away with an elbow. Now to Delaney Witt. Witt backing up. And Delaney Witt called for an offensive foul. She kind of moved her hip into the defender to clear her out. Oh, no, they call on Wurtenberger. They say, okay. Wurtenberger called for the fourth. I'm sorry. Team foul number 6. She used her hip to set a screen. Okay. Makes a little more sense. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the ball game. 3:56 to go. McKinley Scholl in for Wurtenberger now for the Irish. Dewis. Weirs back to Dewis. Left out of the circle into Heideman, and she's fouled by Keller. Macy Keller picks up her third, and it's bonus free throw time. Dylan Rodell down by 8. Wurtenberger's going to come right back into the ball game. It's 1-1 for Carly Heideman. She has made her last 4. 6 out of 8 in the ball game. Front ends are very important here. Ready. Senior sets. Fires. Got it. Right down the middle. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 points for her. Could add them free throws up one at a time. Up and good get. She's got a double-double, points and rebounds here. 42-36 in the 2-possession game. 3:41 to go. The Irish up by 6. Eichhoff down the lane, lost the handle on Heideman, takes it away. Al left to Weir, driving up all the way in, ends up on the deck, no call, and now a block on Dylan Odell. And the Griffin fans are unhappy. Foul is going to be called. Henneberg, and that's going to be her fourth. Kara has her fourth. Team foul number 7. Miley Weirs can't draw a foul to save her soul in this ball game on anybody. Witt free throw up and good. Delaney has 6 points off the line. I didn't have a field goal. It's up and good. Made six in a row. And now the lead is eight again, 44-36. And a bounce pass in. Oh, I think that went off the Irish. Yes, it did. Touch last by Joe. Maybe it was kicked. Okay. That's what happened. Weird will trigger in front of her own bench. Brings the ball in. Gets it right back now from Hayek. Down low and back out to Hayek. Open. Didn't want to take the long one. Skips it over the top to Dewis. She'll take a three. Too strong. Rebound picked off by Schroeder. And we've got a held ball that will go to Sagan Hart on the alternating possession. Well, the rebound came down to the Griffins. The Irish able to reach in and get a held ball. You're listening to Sub-District Basketball on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, Ball City, at Hiawatha. Wurtenberger with four fouls. Over it goes to Delaney Witt. Witt up the left side, hands off to Eichhoff. 2:48 to go, but Coach Moore is going to probably at some point have to put in some designated fouls here with so many players with four fouls for them on the Griffins. Well, now one of them has got five out of the game. We'll go Kyrus Henneberg. That's her fifth. She fouls out with 9 points at the 2:39 mark. So, Henneberg out of the game, back into the contest. Bailey Vilda, she's got four fouls. McKinley Shaw comes out, back in Gentry Lechtenberg for the Irish. And at the line, Jessica Wurtenberger shooting the one and one. It's up, it hit the front, and it crawled in. 15 for Jessica Wurtenberger. The lead is 9 for Sacred Heart. Trying to match their biggest lead of the night. It's up, it's good. So a 10-point lead for the Irish, 2:37 to go. Up the floor, Weirs off the right side to Hayek. Into Heidemann, in the paint. Back it goes. Weirs again. Out top, moving to the left side. Double team, gets it down to Vilda for three. In and out, won't go. Rebound to Heidemann. That was Dewis, rather. Heidemann will give the ball up now to Hayek. She'll shoot for three, no. Rebound is brought down by Wurtenberger for the Irish. Jessica Wurtenberger up the front court with 2:05 to go. Irish don't mind letting the clock run here. They'll dribble out top. A weave out top. They got too close together. Now it will be Lechtenberg. Eichhoff back to Wurtenberger in the center court circle. They're not guarding them close enough to get a count. There's a reach-in foul, and Bailey Vilda just fouled out of the ball game for the Griffins. No points in the ball game. Vilda out with a minute 45 to go in the contest. Checking into the game for the Griffins is going to be Madeline Pardee, a 5'6 sophomore. And Wurtenberger back at the line for 1-1 again. Ready for the senior. Up. Good. She's 3 out of 4 now in the fourth quarter here. Wurtenberger ready. Up and no. Bounces out. And now up the floor, Weirs. 1:40 to go. Fires over to the corner. Out it goes there to Hayek. It's up. No good. Rebound Wurtenberger for the Irish. Senior will drill it up herself to the front court. Now hand off to Delaney Witt. The Irish, if somebody gets fouled, they don't mind it being Delaney Witt or Jessica Wurtenberger. And it don't necessarily look like the Griffins are any big free to foul here. Lechtenberg splits defenders down the lane. Out to Eichhoff, who shoots the open jumper. No. And a foul on Lechtenberg as the rebound is grabbed by Madeline Pardee. So now we're going to walk the other end and shoot free throws, or at least one. Lechtenberg picks up her third. Team foul number 8 on the Irish. At the line, Madeline Pardee, 1-1. With a minute 11 to go, the lead is 11. Griffins need these to go in. Up. And got it. First point of the game for Madeline Pardee. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up. and got it again. That Rooster pretty friendly down there. Hits the front, goes the backboard, and the hole. Timeout, Del Rodell. We'll take a 30 and be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Chair to the referees. 47-38, the Irish lead by 9. 1 minute, 11 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Shaking their heart, looking for their 21st win of the season here tonight. Griffins will have the ball, I believe, here, if I remember right. Say Hart breaks the huddle. Got the Irish ball. The free throw's down there. So the Irish get the basketball. And bringing it in will be Olivia Eichhoff. No pressure. So just kind of trotting up for Jessica Wardenberg. They'll pick up in midcourt. Minute to go. Over to Eichhoff.
1 minute. The play of the ball game.
And now a steal. Weirs went for the steal, and we got a foul. We do, and that's going to be 5. No, it's on 3.
Foul on Olivia Eichhoff.
They call a foul on the Irish. Boy, was I confused. I apologize. Olivia Eichhoff with a foul, her second. Team foul number 9, so Weirs at the free throw line. Up, good on the 1-1. She's got 15 in the ball game now, looking for 16. The lead is 8. 56.6 seconds left. It's up. It's good. The lead is 7. Oh, Sagenhart. Again, Wardenberg will bring it up. They'll pick up in midcourt. Ahead on the right side, Delaney Witt. Witt moves out, and that foul, a push foul, is going to be on Miley Weir. She fouled out 48 seconds to go. She draws cheers from the Irish faithful for fouling out. Miley's a really good ball player. She shows her emotions. She would wear them on her sleeve, you would say, if she had sleeves, but none of the Griffin uniforms have sleeves, but fiery player. At the line, Delaney Witt, shooting 2 here. It's double bonus time for the Irish. Second one up, and good again. 8 out of 9 at the line for Witt tonight. The lead is 9, and Witt knocked the ball loose. No contact, no whistle. Take the ball into Heidemann. Turn, blocked by Keller, but a foul called on the Irish. Macy will get called for the foul, her fourth of the ball game. And that puts Carly Heidemann up the line to shoot 2 with the clock not moving. Heidemann getting ready. 34 seconds to go in this one. Free throw up and rattles it home. Carly Heidemann. You know, 11 points the ball game, 9 of them at the free throw line. Ready to go. Free throw up and good. She got them both. Heidemann will come out now into the game. Comes Hayden McKinney. She'll be a designated fouler probably. Into Eichhoff, and she got away from one defender. No one didn't foul her. Nobody fouled her. She got all the way to the baseline. She could have went right to the basket but didn't. Pulled it out, and now a foul on Jaden Hayek for a second. And they fouled Delaney Witt. Delaney, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10 at the line tonight. said she's a streaky free throw shooter, but she's making them. She's really good, but Witt's on fire at the line tonight. There's another good one. I think I make her 11 or 12 at the line, or whatever I said. And the lead is 9 with just 23 and a half seconds to go. So here come the Griffins to the front, over to Dewis. Right side for Pardee. Drives in, shot up, and a foul on Macy Keller with 15 seconds to go. Macy fouls out of the ball game, picked up 3 fouls here in the fourth quarter. And again, you give to Griffins a chance to score with the clock stops. And it's 2 free throws for Heidemann. Carly at the line, gets set. Up. Got it. She's got a bunch of free throws. That's number 11 she's made. 11 out of 13. And 12 out of 14 at the line for Heidemann. Timeout with 15 seconds to go. The lead is 7. We'll take one more 30-second break to be back on KTNC.
FNM Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from FNM Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Down the street, McIntyre-Henderson Fieldhouse after 3 quarters. It is Fall City Tigers over Lady Fairbury, 20-15. That means the Tigers got outscored 8-2 in the third quarter tonight down there. That game over on Sister Station, Sunny 101.3. That'll be followed up by Auburn Syracuse tonight on Sunny 101.3. All right, we're ready to go. Final 15 seconds here, 51-44. The Irish lead. Wardenberger triggers into Eichhoff. Back to Wardenberger. And they throw it over the top to Witt. Front court, and finally a foul. But 8 seconds run off the clock. Tatum Schroeder with the foul. Schroeder with the foul. And at the line, once again, Delaney Witt shooting 2 more. Up and good. That's 11 straight. Senior gets ready. Up and good again. And the lead is 9, just 7 seconds to go. So here come the Griffins, their final trip up the floor tonight. And they're not going to get a shot. Oh, he did. But that's your ball game. Sacred Heart will advance. Final score, Sacred Heart 53, Dylan Rodell 44. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 2-minute timeout by KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country poppin' superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm
Twin Cities of Pinewood, 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders, or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here. The Irish win it by a score of 53-44 to get their 21st victory of the year. Now the teams are in the next game, are out warming up, and we are getting ready for that one to be coming up here. We will not have that one on the air here tonight, but it will be, the winner will play Sacred Heart. Coach Luke Santa joins us. Coach, congratulations. That was it's the third time you played Dillon this year. We always hear about that. They're a pretty darn good basketball team, pretty solid. They got off to a tough start with fouls.
Yeah, they called it pretty tight, a lot of fouls both ways. But, we tried to stress that to the girls, all those things you just said, that it's tough to beat a team three times. You're playing an all-stater like Miley Weirs. We knew they were a dangerous, dangerous team, and, you know, they were desperate. Like, they had to win to keep going. We think there's no shot for them to get a wild card now. So, we just talked about all those basic things. Got to limit her, get off to a good start. Yeah, but both sides had to manage those fouls. Yeah, we hadn't had a game like that this year, so that was tough.
Well, your team went 26-32 at the line. You got to be pretty impressed with that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But, I don't think Dillard missed in that second half.
They missed. No, second half they were 16-16, 12-12 in the fourth
quarter. Yeah, I mean, it felt like it. We were waiting for Heidemann. I mean, we just kept fouling, though, but Heidemann didn't miss. We kept putting her there. But, we knew that they'd probably run junk. You know, when we play them here in December, it was early January, I guess, they chased Jessica Wurtenberger a little bit with some junk, and then we had to turn around and play them right away at Udekas, and then they started chasing, like, Jessica and Delaney or Jessica and Olivia. And sometimes, you know, that's tough when they take away your scores. You know, you're just kind of out there moving pieces and trying to find some shots. That third quarter, we came out, didn't really score it, turned it over a little bit, and, you know, we let Dillard back into it. But we had a good end of the third quarter, a good start of the fourth, and, you know, just had enough separation there that, you know, luckily we made those free throws.
And you got to credit your defense a little bit. You held Miley Weirs to 16 points, only four field goals on the night. That's pretty impressive.
It really is. I mean, Olivia does an incredible job. I mean, all three times she's played her, she's done a good job of just contesting and, you know, make her – she's going to score it. We tell her that. Just don't give her any cheap, you know. We gave her some free throws, I think, that first half. But, make her earn it. Don't give her anything cheap.
And the emergency lights go off. And anything you can throw at you, your spirit there. Coming up here now, we won't have a game, but Parkview Christian, Lewiston, they're playing. Parkview's ranked. Lewiston's got two or three girls that can cause a lot of problems. This game could maybe go either way.
Right, that's what I think is going to be a 50-50 game. You know, we played Lewiston twice. We saw Parkview at Udekas. I think Lewiston, you know, being in Pioneer Conference, I think they play a little tougher schedule, but Parkview's got some athletes. We hear that they're banged up. The Smith girl, I think, is hurt, so we'll have to see about that. But, two good teams that are setting up, you know, near the top-ish, I guess, of D2 and wildcard points. So I could see this going either way, so it should be a good game.
And I know you don't ever want to talk about this, but now you've got in here, you're sitting number one in the ring, and you're sitting number one in the wildcard thing. If something went south Thursday night, you're still in good shape for a wild card. That's nice to have in your pocket. You never want to count on that. I think, I don't know where Parkview is, if they can make it or not. But, we're down to that point of the season where you take any advantage again.
Right. You know, and the girls know that. I mean, they look at that NSA stuff. And I told them that last week. I said, you know, I'm not even talking about wild card. You get this far, you want to do things the right way. We just want to keep winning. You know, we challenged them. You know, can we win six games in a row? You got to take it one game at a time. You know, Dillard was tonight. But, it's a
have to go to work down here. There's another game. So I'm sure you could do bang, bang, night of business. Congratulations. We'll see you Thursday.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
All right. That's the head coach, Luke Smith. We'll take one more 60-second break. We'll come back and give you all the scoring after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Ben's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, broths, and summer sausage. Ben's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score tonight, Sagan wins it 53-44 in the girls' sub-district class D2, sub-district number 1. The Dunnell Griffins will finish the year 13-10 with a nice loss. They are led by Miley Weirs, a sophomore with 16. 14 points for Carly Heidem to go along with a dozen rebounds in the ballgame. 9 for Karen Henneberg, 3 for Jaden Hayek, and 2 more for Madeline Cardi. Dylan O'Dell, 23-25 at the free throw line in this ballgame. For the Irish tonight in the contest, they are led by Jessica Wurtenberger with 17 points in the ballgame. Delaney Witt had 13 points all at the free throw line, where she went 13 out of 14. 11 for Olivia Eichhoff in the ballgame. 7 more for Macy Keller tonight. 4 for Jenny Gentry at Lechtenberg. And 1 for McKinley Scholl. The Irish, they went 26-32 at the line tonight. That's a lot of free throws for the two teams combined tonight. They made 49 out of 57 attempts in this ballgame tonight. So you are now 21-3 on the year. So that's going to wrap up our coverage tonight. They're right now, Fall City Tigers are at home. They're playing the Fairbury Jets. They're in the fourth quarter. Their last check, they were up 5 headed into the fourth quarter. You hear that? Sunny 101.3, our sister station. And also, that'll be followed up by Auburn and Syracuse down at Fall City High School tonight. We'll let you know tomorrow who the Irish play Thursday night. We'll be right here at 7 o'clock Thursday night. Stay hard against either Parkview Christian or the Lewiston Tigers. So that's going to wrap it up tonight. For our studio engineer here in Lewiston, I'm John Nixon, saying good night, everybody.